Hello. The globalist won't sue his big, fat, lying piece of shit ass. That's why he uses it all the time. He must say globalism, 500 times per day. The show is nauseating. I can watch it for a minute or two, and just the revulsion begins to rear its ugly head, and I have to turn it off. It's despicable. It's played out. It's such a fraud. It's just a money-making scam so he could be a whoremonger. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a whoremonger, but you shouldn't let it break up your family. You should stop the whoremongering if you're going to have a family. He couldn't do it. He has no discipline. He's a sexual creature. That's admitted. They admit on record. And the Christians over there don't mind. Oh, never mind. Never mind. It's what a theater of the absurd. The globalist won't sue. That's why he talks about him. He backs away from every story. He's worse than a bitch. The globalist won't sue, so it's the globalists are the fault of everything. The globalists are the fault of everything. They're to blame, whoever they are. It's Obama. It's Hillary Clinton. They won't sue him, so he can blame everything in the world on them. And that he's the fighting them, and he's winning, and all of this other nonsense. It's complete, ridiculous nonsense. The thing is that we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is against this piece of shit, destroyer of alternative media, this monopolizer of alternative media, Alexander Jonestein, a man who works for the Russians and the Jews. He's a total stooge, a total sellout, and his family are a bunch of pure scum. Mother a prostitute, his father busted dentist. They will all burn for eternity. That's the good news, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real good news. His little piece of shit lispy son is a homosexual, transgender wannabe. I mean, they are a disgrace. Anyways, we have some really good news here on the broadcast. Alex Jones.